in the meantime at 21 past 7. There are also some moves in the health area. These Medicare rebates, which have been frozen at $37, well, that freeze is being extended now. Over time, that'll cost a typical GP over $15,000. So the AMA saying that GPs can't continue to absorb rising costs because the Medicare rebate's not going up. So they're saying the cost of visiting the doctor is likely to rise. Less bulk billing, more extra costs from the doctors. But let's find out from the AMA President, Professor Brian Aller, who joins us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Dr. Aller, thanks for your time. How likely is it that we'll have to pay more for a doctor's visit over the next 12 months to 2 years?
Well, I think it is very likely. We've seen now a number of years that the rebate's been frozen. You've got to remember it's the patient's rebate. So it means that you're going to get the same amount now back from the government when you see both a GP and a specialist. And at the end of the day, the costs for the GP and the specialist keep rising. So people who lease premises, those leases usually have indexed costs associated with them, the costs of hiring staff. All of the costs of actually providing care are going up year on year. Now, up until now, I think many people have said, OK, we'll just continue to bulk bill and ride out this rebate freeze because we haven't seen a huge change in bulk billing rates. But last night's decision really, I think, signals to GPs that they have to now start to charge more patients a fee.
How much do you think they'll have to charge, Brian?
Well, I think once they introduce a fee, it will be varied depending on the individual circumstances. But we see that there are many practices already that charge people $80, for instance, which means that people are usually out of pocket about $40. So I think there's going to be more and more practices that now go away from bulk billing and start to charge patients a fee. And to the extent that we've had many practices approach the AMA for assistance in actually how they transition to that type of practice, and we've been preparing material and providing advice for them to do that. So I think last night really the decision is going to tip a lot of practices over into from becoming bulk billing practices to charging patients a fee. And what this is going to do is save the government another $925 million. And that's money that's going to come out, I predict, not of the pockets of GPs or specialists, but out of the pockets of patients.
All right. Now, just very quickly, reports that the budget contains a $5 increase to prescription medication. What's your reaction to that?
Well, this is one of those policies that's left over from the 2014 budget. So we're likely to see the costs of prescriptions go up from about $37.70 to $42.70. Now, the government had that in 2014. It's one of those announcements that's never been legislated because of the problems in the Senate, but it's still there in the budget. So we'll see what happens with that.
All right, Professor Brian Aller, thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
From the AMA, the Herald's calling these zombie measures. There's a range of them. Measures, for instance, affecting family tax benefits, which have been put forward in that 2014 budget. They've been crimped and changed, but still haven't got through the Senate. Mm. So they're going to become election issues in the weeks ahead.